אנחנו קוראים בספר
תלמוד. We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 1, part 2, page Lamed Zayin, item Aleph 1. You can ask questions at kav.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
We selected this part not because it is so necessary. We need to study it also according to our mind. Also, we studied it not too long ago, I believe, but rather because the general environmental situation, as well as our internal state, and also the world that is going through different states, it is between these two states, between the circles and the straight, the direct line. So it's good for us to study that. Well, let's see how much this study will also give us a little bit more of an understanding of the change that we have to go through and the world has to go through in changing the providence from above downwards over the world that comes through the circles and the straight line. How can we participate in this management and providence from below upwards when we understand the circles and the direct line and the gap between them and the possibility, the potential for a connection between them? We'll see according to the study how much we will find parallel things between the behavior of the Parzufim and the Sefirot in the directness and the circles, the Yosher, the Igulim, and between the behavior that we see either individually, egoistically, personally, or in the form of Igulim, of circles, which is in the quality of bestowal and love. We'll see. Nonetheless, it will illuminate for us to some degree. Please.
Item 1, the Kav is like a thin tzinor tube. Hitpashtut, the expansion of the upper light of Ein Sof into the Chalal. The expansion came about slowly. So, item 1. The Kav is like a thin tzinor. This Kav is like a thin tzinor, one thin tzinor tube, where the water of the upper light of Ein Sof expand and extends to the worlds in the place of the Chalal and Avir. Small item 1 relates to, and this Kav 1, the Kav that extends from Or Ein Sof into the Chalal after the Tzimtzum restriction. Item 2,
this is, in order to have a Kav, a line, there has to be a restriction first. And the Kav, the line, is not formed by itself, rather it extends from the Igul, the circle, that made a restriction, and by that created the line, and everything that comes from the line comes from the circle. Everything that is in the line comes from the circle.
Item 2, like one thin tzinor, the Kelim of the Ten Sefirot de Yosher are called tzinor tube or tzinorot, because they confine the roots of the light that travels through them with great accuracy and control. They guarantee it will expand only through certain roots in those kelim. They are like a tzinor that channels the water that travels through it accurately. They extend and continue from it in the same shape as inside the tzinor tube. If it is narrow, the water is narrow. If it is wide, so is the current, and it never changes. For that reason, the lights that travel through those tzinorot tubes are called Ten Sefirot de Yosher. It is so because they expand in Yosher and in Tzedek, justice, honesty, by the same rules as these tzinorot tubes. This means that the purer the kli, the greater the importance of the light that closes it. This rule is unchanging because of the strong influence of the tzinorot on them. This power of control in the above tzinorot is there because any desire in the upper degree is compelling force in the lower degree, which is created by it. Therefore, the tzimtzum, restriction on Bechinat Dalet, which is in the Kelim of Figulim as a free desire, became in the Kelim of Yosher, created by them, as a force and control which obliges them to do so, and this force is called Masach. This is the meaning of the words in the Zohar, Tikkunim, corrections, invert Ratzon, desire, and you will find Tzinor, tube. This means that when the Tzinor is a Masach, a controlled Tzimtzum, controlled restriction, meaning when it detains its will to receive in Bechinat Daled by the power of the upper one that controls it, it is the opposite of the substance of the Kli itself, namely the will to receive. That is because it detains itself from using its desire. That is why they implied invert Ratzon, desire, and you will find Tzinor, tube. It means that the Tzinor is opposite of the Ratzon, for it compels its desire and does the opposite of what it wants. That is why you can find in all the teachings and the writings that when they want to denominate and emphasize the departure of the light from Bechinat Dalet, they are called Tzimtzum, restriction. When we want to emphasize the power of the Tzimtzum that is added by the light of Kav, line, that did not expand to Bechinat Dalet, we defined it as Masach, which is a detaining force that prevents the light from reaching Bechinat Dalet. When we discuss the Kli in general, meaning the Kli and the Masach together, we define it as Tzinor. When discussing the light, the Kli and the Masach together, meaning the light that is clothed in the size of the Tzinor, it is defined as Kav, line. And when we discuss a Kli that does not have a Masach, we denominate it by the name Igul.
Questions?
So, with respect to what you said in the introduction of what Tzinor, Masach, and Kav, and Igul, what are they with respect to our condition?
You need to think about that. If you'll receive an explanation from me now, then by that you'll block your desire. And what will come out of that? What's the gain? We have to search for those discernments within us by understanding them, by wanting to understand them. From the book, we will draw the light that reforms, and we will understand better what is going on. We are also now in a world in which providence is revealed through the tzinor, the pipe, through the kav, the line, and through the igulim, the circles, both forms of providence that are now revealed in the world. And therefore, the humanity doesn't know how to come out of this situation. We're not built for either this one or that one. We're not even built to work with providence. And now it is revealed and it's confusing us greatly. So, out of us wanting to know Yosher Regulim a little bit, why does the Creator operate on us in this way or that way? How do I awaken through the Yosher, the straightness? How through the Igulim, the circles? How do I come close to this or that? How do I resemble myself to this or that? Should we resemble the Igulim or the Yosher? Or try to make the Yosher resemble the Igulim? What is going on here? This is our world. And everything is composed of the kelim that have igulim and yosher, everything, including corporeal reality as an extension from spirituality. So we want to recognize that. But the main thing for us is not the corporeal behavior of the still, vegetative, and animate, but rather the degree of the Adam, of the speaking. How is he composed of these two forms? How does he receive providence through Igulim and Yosher? Through that he grows. Through that he stabilizes himself as an image, single image of Adam. And he reaches the end of his correction. The end of his correction is when he will be filled up internally, both in the Igulim and Yosher, in such a way that this is actually his final realization, and all the light destined to be there will be in him completely. Meaning, in addition to the light of the fulfillment, there would also be the light of the attainment, the light of the mind, the light that raises this creature to the degree of the Creator, which is called that he amplifies him 620 times greater.
Sefer of Jerusalem is asking, how does the Yosher influence the Igulim?
All of these things we're going to study in a minute. We have Yosher and Igulim. There is some relationship between them. They interconnect. The circles interconnect through the Yosher, through the lines. We're going to study all of those things. Also, we have to realize that, well, we want to depict it, diagram it through some system. Oh, here are the circles like spheres, and here is the Yosher, the lines that connect them. This is how we usually draw that. But we have to realize that, well, out of lack of choice, we draw it in such a way. And, you know, what can you do? But internally, it's as you relate to the other in a limited way. Here I can't, or you go with your full heart. This is more appropriate to talk about Igulim and Yosher and everything that we read here, to transform it to the emotional level. Yes.
In Yosher, there are other Shemot in the Igul.
Don't ask me about it yet. We haven't started yet. You guys are too clever starting to ask about things that we haven't yet read. Don't do it.
And what he writes here about free desire of the Kelim de Igulim.
Free meaning unlimited. Unlimited. So much are powerful are these kelim that they are not limited.
Of the Igulim or the Yosher?
Of the Igulim, the circles. Over them there is no limitation. That's why they are called Igulim, circles. They can take whatever comes. They can take whatever comes. Either these are Igulim that are in a soap. Well, there is the law of the Tzimtzum. The restriction doesn't apply yet. Or maybe these are kelim that are after the end of the correction, on which there is no limitation, because every desire already has the intention of in order to bestow.
And then Yosher is...
I don't know. I'm just telling you. I don't want to answer here. I want you guys to search. But those things are very relevant and actual, and it's worthwhile for us to delve into them and to find for these things parallels in this world. Yeah, parallels.
So, in what is the freedom? In the control or what?
Freedom can be in the fact that, like a baby, I can do whatever I feel like. And freedom could be that already I'm a grown-up and I'm powerful and I have all the forces with which to do what I want. What I feel like, both this and that. Freedom without conditions is the state of Malchut in and sof. And freedom beyond all the conditions to resemble the Creator, this is the corrected Malchut in the third state. That's it. So here we haven't studied any conditions yet. He only provides a few definitions. All right, let's continue.
Small item 3 relates to 1. Page Lamed Chet. The Ari's precision with regards to the word 1, Echad, emphasizes the correction of the 3 Kavim lines that was performed in the world of Atzilut. He tells us that in the world of Adam Kadmon, this correction of 3 lines is still absent and there is only 1 Kav. The reason for it is that the correction of the 3 lines, Gimel Kavim, occurred afterwards in the world of Atzilut. This correction extends from the association of the Midat HaRachamim Badin, mercy with judgment. Here, however, we are concerned with the world of Adam Kadmon, where there is association has not yet taken place. That is why there is only 1 line, 1 kav here. The entrance of the light into the kli of Kabbalah, reception of the creature, is called Hitpashtut, expansion. It has already been clarified that the kli, the Kabbalah, the receptacle kli of that emanated, is called Tzinor, tube.
A single line is because there is dominion from above downwards. 3 lines is that there is already partnership, collaboration between the lower one and the upper one, and they stabilize their relationship through the 3 lines that the lower one receives from the upper one, 2 lines, and he designs himself, puts himself in a middle line in order to resemble the upper one. Right? Now, certainly we need to think about those definitions. A line, a tube, a circle. Later we're going to have also a square, etc. A diagonal. There are all kinds of different forms in Kabbalah. Later, the light, water. What does he say there? The will to receive with the masach, the will to receive without the masach, the will to receive with the masach, with the light. All of those definitions, we need to know them. Yes.
Yosher is a restricted igul, right?
What do you mean, limited?
It's a desire which was restricted. And
no, the circle is not limited.
But what became of the igul? It turned into Yosher, right?
The igul that becomes Yosher, that is called, yes, that it limits itself, so that its malchut, first of all, won't receive for itself, and everything that it would receive would be received in the first, that would be received would be received in the first 9. By that, it becomes a tzinor.
And what turns the tzinor tube into a kav line?
The tzinor, the pipe, is still... What we talked about is the tzimtzum, restriction. Now, following the tzimtzum, the restriction, we need to have a masach, a screen. To what degree can I resemble the upper one? So I make a calculation. How much can I resemble the upper one? With that, I truly become a tzinor, a pipe, a tube. And the tzinor, when I fill it up, it then turns into a line.
How do you feel the tzinor?
Through zivug deka, coupling through striking. Everything is in the light of Ein Sof. We need to design those kelim, in which in those kelim there would be a fulfillment, the revelation of the Creator. So there are desires that are still igulim and yosher, and it keeps changing until all in all there would be a kli with a single masach filled up with the entire light of Ein Sof. Next.
Item 4 relates to the waters of the upper light of Ein Sof. There is a specific value that discriminates between the degrees of the birth of the Patsuf. In that birth, the 4 Bechinot, or the desire, are called by the names O, light, mind, water, Rakia, firmament, and 100 sharim, 100 blessings. It happens because the light changes their places because of that displacement, and the light takes the form of maim, water. The Ari tells us that the root of this state occurred with the appearance of the kav. The or that expands as kav, line, is considered to be maim, water, with regards to the upper light. For that reason, he states precisely, the water of the upper light, of the upper one, if and so, with the expansion of the upper one into the thin tzinor. The value of the or was greatly lessened from its value in Ein Sof, and is therefore considered as maim, water.
The form of the fulfillment is called that way. Oh, maim, kia, 100 blessings, water, light, water, firmament, or 100 blessings or gates. These are signs, marks. We don't yet understand the differences between them, but according to the 4 degrees and the desire, this is how the fulfillment in them is also called.
I am too. The expansion of the light of Ein Sof into the Chalal, the expansion occurred slowly. When the light of Ein Sof extends as a straight curve, straight line into this above Chalal void, it did not expand and extend all the way down at once, but it expanded gradually. I wish to say that in the beginning, the curve, the line of the light began to expand, and right at the beginning of its expansion as a curve, it expanded and extended and became like one galgal, one wheel, round on all sides. Again, item 2. The expansion of the light of Ein Sof into the Chalal, the expansion occurred. When light of Ein Sof extend as a straight line into the above Chalal, it did not expand and extend all the way down at once, but it expanded gradually. I wish to say that in the beginning the line, the curve of the light, began to expand, and right at that beginning of its expansion as a curve, as a line, it expanded and extended and became like one galgal, one wheel, round on all sides.
Meaning now that same law that was in the Kelim of Igulim to just receive and that's it, that same light law is over. Before, well, as much as you have a desire, the light is going to fill up that desire. And then we reach the complete fulfillment. Now, we don't want to fill the light in such a way. This is called that the light departs. Nothing departs. Rather, I don't want to feel that you have filled me up. For me, now, according to the state of my development, now this, for me, is not a fulfillment. You know how in our lives, as much as I gave you, as much as I did for you and all that, well, I don't feel so. I don't feel that you did something for me. You haven't done anything for me. I'm empty. Meaning, according to my new discernments, having grown up, now for me, this is nothing. Rather, what I want now is to fill myself up and to establish my state according to what I am. This is called that there is the Tzimtzum. And the work begins on behalf of the lower one in the aspect of the line, Kav. Therefore, he's going for it. He's working according to the line, meaning according to equivalence of form with the bestower, with the creator. Like in B'china Bet of the four phases of direct line, feels that there's somebody above me, I want to resemble him, and I don't care if I receive or I give, I pass it on, doesn't matter. I want to resemble him. Meaning it's not the issue of reception that is important for me. I could be empty or full. What is important for me is that I have to be connected with him. This is my life. Constantly I aim for him. This is what's going on now. So that same desire that performed the Tzimtzum restriction says, for me it's not considered that I received anything, even though it's Ein Sof, an infinity, it's reception. But for me, this is nothing compared to the new discernment. And I'm now going not even on for reception or not receiving. It's not important. First, I'm making a zivug it with you, to resemble you. Oh, to resemble you means to receive. All right. And through that, I give you contentment. Fine, we'll make this calculation. And as much as I'm able to, I'm going to do it. And he does that. Having done that, done. Can't do it anymore, so he stops. When he stops, then we begin to have a new igul circle, meaning there is like a tiny tsinor pipe, new bestowal, tiny, weak new bestowal, with respect to the Creator, following Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, and it is finished. There's no more strength, force for the creature. That's it. What happens later? A circle is revealed. What does it mean, a circle? A new discernment, deeper, is revealed. Let's say, B'china Bet. There was B'china Aleph, Ketel. He did everything possible as Ketel. Let's say, with over Aviyut of Shoresh. Now, it's going to be over Aviyut of B'china Aleph. Or it turns out the other way around. Dalet Gimel. Let's not be confused about that. And then a new B'china is revealed. Earlier he didn't see this more inner desire that is in him, and now it's revealed. It's because he made a tzinnur, that over the previous desire he made himself as much as he could, similar to the Creator. But now a more inner discernment of the desire is revealed as a circle, igul. He says, this is not for me, this circle is empty, I don't want it. He makes the same calculation over it. How much can I, in this circle, receive in order to bestow, in order to resemble you? And he does that, meaning he turns this circle again into a tzinor pipe. He's done with creating this pipe a little bit, as much as he's able to. And even more inner discernment is revealed in him. In such a way, all the way to the 10 bechinot, 10 discernments. Until every circle that is revealed, and why should the circle be revealed? Because earlier he didn't feel bechina bet, gimel, dalet, they need to be revealed. And each time he says, no, I don't want to. For me, this is empty. I have to perform a restriction and a calculation, zivug daka, and everything I bestow upon you, upon the upper one. Meaning that after Tzimtzum Aleph, I just want to resemble you and all my vessels of reception are only as a means for that, only. And then all the circles, the goal of the creature is to transform them into yosher, into straightness, as much as he can, and whatever he can't will remain as circle. And then there is a different method to fill it up, not through a straight line, but rather with two lines, diagonal, three lines, and so on, until we reach the end of correction. Let's continue.
Small item 5 relates to Kav Yashar. A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four Bechinot, meaning from Zach to Av, from Pure to Coarse, and stops at Bechina Dalet, is called Kav Yashar, straight line. Again, what is Kav Yashar? What is straight line? A light that expands gradually according to the laws of the four Bechinot, meaning from Zach to Af, impure to coarse, and stops at Bechina Daled, is called Kav Yashar, straight line.
It's clear to us. This is the definition of the line, Kav.
Small item 6, and it expanded immediately all the way down. Do not be mistaken and interpret the terms all the way down at once and slowly or gradually that are used here as times, for it is known that spirituality is above time. Therefore, all the way down at once means that there is no change of degrees. The term gradually refers to an order of degrees. He wishes to say that it follows the order of the four known Bechinot, as he will explain henceforth.
Meaning time, as usual, is the order of cause and effect that need to emerge one after the other until the previous Bechina is disclosed and realize, then the next pina cannot emerge. And also, it's from above downwards, as he says. So the coarser degrees of the will to receive, that everything goes from the lightest to the heaviest. Because through that, the creature can be certain that he won't err in bestowing contentment to the Creator. Next.
Small item 7 relates to immediately in the beginning of his expansion as a line. This is the root of the expansion that was innovated, called Kav. Because it is a new Netzal, a new emanated, it has a new specifically designated root that shines upon it in Bechinat Chidush, renewal, that is called the illumination of the Sefirah of Keter of the Kav. From this Keter, Or and Sof expands to the Kav by way of the above four Bechinot. Bechina Aleph is called Chochma, Bechina Bet is called Bina, Bechina Gimel is called Ze'er Anpin, and Bechina Dalet is called Malchut. The Ari says, with regards to this order, that it expanded slowly, gradually. He says that Keter expanded first, Chochma next, and then Bina, Ze'er Anpin, etc.
This is clear to us. Next.
Item 8. Like one Galgal round all over. For the meaning of the word Igul, see the answer of table and answers. And it is called Galgal because the Or Kav closes the Igul.
So there's Igul, a circle. There is Galgal, a wheel, and there's Agol, round. This is according to whether the Kli is filled up or empty. It talks about the manner of the Kli and the manner of the fulfillment. This is how we define them. So, letter V. Is everything clear so far? Yes? Good. Yes? Mic, please.
Will it help us to similar the Igulim and the Kav to our relations in the group and love of friends and dissemination?
Yes. Well, it depends to what extent you feel that circles and law and straightness are the forms of our desire. This all speaks about the desire. The wisdom of Kabbalah cannot speak about anything except the desire and the phenomena within the desire, because there is nothing else. We, and all of our reality is a desire, and this desire feels something that is within it, and according to what it feels that is inside of it, accordingly he establishes, decides what he is, who he is, or who maybe he depends on. Maybe he depends on somebody that, as if he's external. Well, there is nothing external. The desire can't feel anything external. Even if he imagines that there is something outside of it, it's his inner imagination, image, that as if there is something on the outside. There is nothing on the outside. Therefore, and this desire is all in all the only topic of creation, of reality. There's nothing else. So we study about a desire and phenomena within this desire. And why do we study that? Because there are phenomena in the desire that we can control by ourselves. If we weren't able to control them, then blind destiny, fate would have been whatever it would. These are the levels of the still, vegetative, and animate. If we do receive an understanding, a desire, and the strength to change our fate, meaning what we feel inside of our desire, then it is already possible for us to participate, all in all, in the states that we go through, meaning that in this desire that we exist in as parts of this desire, whatever we feel. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah was given to us, so that we can manage, establish, control the manner of our fulfillment, the manner of the sensations of the desire. That's it. until we raise ourselves to that, to the highest possible sensation and understanding, in which we attain one, the perfect fulfillment, and the attainment is at the maximal possible depth of our own situation. Who are we? What are we? Who is our upper one? And more and more. But everything is within the desire. In order for us to reach the understanding, the fulfillment, and the control that are maximal, this desire, through the processes that operate within it, receives, takes on all kinds of different manners. And we receive all kinds of awakening stimulations in our sensation and understanding what to do with those manners that we go, that go through us. And this is how we study. I don't know what to say. It's a simple situation. Now, all in all, the states that the desire goes through are states of the desire and of the fulfillment, that all in all, the desire and the fulfillment together bring us a concept called sensation. The desire by itself can be arranged, and now I'm speaking from our side, from our behalf, as igulim o yosher, circles or a straight line. And this is also what the states that we go through from above teach us. They come as igulim and yosher. What do we need that for? When we, by entering the responses, when the reactions for the states that we go through, by that we begin to recognize the source, the Creator, who brings us all of those changes. From the states themselves, and from their order, one after the other, we study Him. We know you from your actions. By wanting to resemble Him, we already not just study His relation to us, His behavior with respect to us, we also learn from that the plan of creation, the purpose of creation. It's when I'm not just with the contractor who is building the house, but also with the engineer and also the architect who made the plan, and also with the one who ordered that plan from the architect, which is the upper thought. And all of that is through resembling myself to Him and trying to come to know Him through these kelim of yosher and igulim. And when I'm with Him in this effort to resemble Him, in this mutual work. Therefore, if we pay attention to the yosher and igulim, the relationship, the connection between them, it brings us internally also changes, because this is relatively easy. Why did Baal HaSulam choose to do it immediately in the second part? Why did he make the very odd third part that speaks about Adam and the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the great priest? What do you think? He just wrote it like that, whatever he felt like, you know, whatever came to his hand. Rather, he wants to insert us as fast as possible into the sensation. What does the book speak about? Therefore, the Igulim and Yosher is relatively easy, because our relationships with the others are in such a way, through Igulim and Yosher. If it's according to the egoistical desire, it could be Igulim and Yosher. If it's the intention in order to bestow, again, it could be Igulim or Yosher. We can here feel each and every one, as much as he, at whatever degree he exists, he can feel those discernments within him, even if he's not in spirituality. It also exists in corporeal reality, a limited, directed relation, or a straight direction to fill himself up, or to share with the other ones, or to shut himself off the other one. All of those things exist in all human beings. And in such a way, you can somehow begin to imagine for yourself this system of relationships between us in Igulim and Yosher. Just like that, in this world, this is how it is, always. It always exists in its dynamics, various changes. And then if out of the fact that you begin to think that way, later you can shift it to bestowal, where one who just receives is the igul, the circle, and later there's the restriction and the line and the relationship of yosher, straightness, directness. As much as I'm able to be the giver, this is called yosher. All of my egoistical desire to begin with is the igul, the circle. How can I transform it gradually into yosher? And it's possible to... It's not difficult. It's really not difficult. As much as we get confused, it doesn't matter. This is how we build, nonetheless, all kinds of discernments within us. Yes.
A question of a student from Tel Aviv. Who feels inside the desire? Isn't it the desire itself? How can you look at the desire in an objective way all the time?
I am within the desire. I am the desire. However, when I say I am in the desire, is that I criticize what I being in the desire. When I try to criticize what I want, what I do, even though maybe I can't establish anything here, I'm like a slave within the desire. I'm addicted to it, devoted to it. But nonetheless, I can see even this negative behavior and state that I can't do anything with my desire, and this is what it is. A despair of one's own forces, you can say. Or the other way around. Let's continue. Let's go a little bit longer.
Adam 3, the igul, the circle, is not adhesive with Ein Sof, but is connected to it through the calf, through the line. This igul was not adhesive with the upper, with the light of Ein Sof that surrounds it from all sides. That is because if it adheres to it, it will return to its prior state and will be annulled in or Ein Sof. In that case, its power will not be apparent at all, and everything will be only or Ein Sof as in the beginning. Hence, this igul, this circle, is adjacent to the igul of Ein Sof and does not become adhesive with it. The connection and adhesion of that emanated igul with the emanating Ein Sof is done primarily through that kav, through that line, through which the light from Ein Sof descends, extends, and influences in that igul. Again, Adam 3. The igul is not adhesive with Ein Sof, but is connected to it through the kav. This igul was not adhesive with Or Ein Sof that surrounds it from all sides. That is because if it adheres to it, it will return to its prior state and will be annulled in Or Ein Sof. In that case, its power will not be apparent at all, and everything will be only Or Ein Sof as in the beginning. Hence, This igul is adjacent to igul ensof and does not become adhesive with it. The connection and adhesion of that emanated igul with the emanating ensof is done primarily through that kav, through which all from ensof descends, extends, and influences in that igul. Adam 9 relates to the sigul was not adhesive. That means that the entire ore that is found in the igulim comes only from what they receive from the kav, which is regarded as a new heara, a new illumination, since that ore has only three bechinot. It differs from ore and sof that orbits in the form of ore agol, surround light. That is why the Ari writes that it is non-adhesive with the ore and sof. This means that the form of the or agol surround light of Keter the Igulim is not the same as the light of Ensof. It is because the equivalence of form, Hishtavut Tzura, means adhesion in spirituality. And the term Sovev, revolves, is regarded as the causing element. Item 10 relates to from all sides. If it will adhere to it, the thing will be as in the beginning. If its heara, illumination, had been in all four bechinot as in or and sof, its tzura, its form, would have been the same and adhesive with ensof. In that state, it would be totally annulled in ensof and completely indistinguishable. Item 20, chaf, relates to it's done primarily through that kav through which or from ensof descends. As the light that expands from ensof to the emanated netzal is called or yashar. This light is tied to the emanated netzal by a clothing of or chozer, a reflected light that rises from the masach upward through a zivug de haka'a. This is called hit kashrut, connection, because this or chozer that ascends from the masach, the bechinat daled, from the straight kav, holds and captures the upper light in the igul. Thus, in a place where the or chozer does not clothe the upper light, the netzal, the emanated, regards it as absent, because it cannot attain it without this clothing called Or Chozer. It is like a candle made of tallow. Although its lightning force comes primarily from the tallow, still, that light is not connected with it, but with the wick. When the wick burns down, the light burns out, although there is still a lot of tallow left. Item 30 relates to if ensof emanator is through that kav. The reason for it is that there isn't a masach in the igulim that can raise or chozer. Without it, the emanated cannot connect with the upper light. We learned that the kli of the kav is called tzinor, and that it is much lower than the kelim de igulim that appeared with tzimtzum aleph, with the first restriction before the kav appeared. That is why the Ari tells us that although the kelim de igulim are much higher than the kav, they do not receive any light by themselves. Instead, they are compelled to receive all the light through the kav from the above reason. For the above reason.
The Kabbalists draw something like that. You can see it in many books. You can see this sort of diagram. The light enters, the light of the revolving surrounding light of itself enters the pipe, the tzinor. So here there is a masach screen masach, and there is rosh, zivug dehaka'a, coupling through striking, and then from that zivug dehaka'a, from the rosh, the light enters. Here it's inner light within the pipe. It moves through the pipe, meaning it cascades and goes down through the discernments until it reaches the realization of every desire in the Kli of Keter, and then it begins to curve. It enters the igul, the circle, and it kind of curves through the circle, goes around until it reaches the point where it enters the pipe. It builds the pipe. What does it mean, it curves? Until it scrutinizes the next bechina. Meaning, well, let's do it this way. From here to here, it all has to do with Keter. Here is the Rosh, and here is the Guf of Keter. Keter is done with. Now he enters Chochmah. This is the circle, the Igul of Chochmah. So I wrote here, Igul of Chochmah. So first the Igul, the circle of the Chochmah, is disclosed, revealed, and then starts the work on this Igul of Chochmah. So here there is Zivug Daka'a over Chochmah, then inner light enters into Chochmah. It's like Galgalta Ab Sagma Bon. There's nothing new here, only there we didn't talk about the revelation of the circles, of the Kelim of Igulim circles. We said the Shemot are revealed in the Rosh of the Parzuf. There is then a calculation, how much can you receive? But the Rosh is in a circle, Igul. It's not Yosher, directness. The Rosh is Igul, circle. There's no limitation, no restriction there. All of that is below the Rosh. Only in the Rosh, from below downwards, if I want to arrange that circle as a line according to what I want to do in order to resemble the upper one. Valik, what do you want? Maybe you can tell us. What do you have? All right? Yes.
Why does he write here that the Kelim of Igulim are much higher than the Kav?
The Igulim, what?
The Kelim of Igulim are much higher than the Kav.
Well, certainly, because they're not limited. They are true Kelim. But as we learn later, there is in them the stony heart that we haven't yet sorted out. That they have such discernments that we are never able by ourselves to resemble the Creator with. Even this resemblance of the Igul and Kav, even this image of circle and line, he says, what does he say? He says that everything that there is here in this Kelim, within this Kelim, I'm unable to use it in order to bestow. So of course, these are great, sublime, high Kelim that are much higher than me.
Yes, but without the restriction, they are not revealed at all.
No. No, that's not true. How come? Even before the Tzimtzum, they were revealed. The Kelim of Igulim is the relationship, the attitude of the Creator with respect to me. And with respect to that, what am I able to do? Only a thin line.
But I don't feel the way He relates to me if I perform a restriction.
No, that's wrong. How can you make a restriction if you don't feel His attitude towards you? Where will you get the shame from and the sensation? How come? If the restriction comes first... First I feel what He wants to give me. It's everything, and I'm burning from shame. Then I perform a restriction.
Yes, but that's partly. You don't feel the entire way it treats you. You perform a restriction, and that gives you the key to reveal more.
No. Well, you're right in the sense that as I improve myself, I enter a greater understanding of His attitude towards me. But the Kelim, the Igulim, are Kelim of the light of Nefesh. And the kelim of the kav are kelim of the light of ruach. So you as if want to say the following: the light of ruach in the kelim the kav is higher than the kelim, the light of nefesh in the kelim of igulim. But it's true, but it's not. The creature realizes that he's unable in the kelim of igulim to swallow up everything that the Creator wants to give him. With respect to the creature, certainly in the kelim of the in the tzinor, he feels himself like a fish in the water, truly like that. I'm in control. I'm in mutuality, reciprocity with the Creator, and in the igulim and the circles, I just surrender. There is this and that. You're right. Yes.
I wanted to ask, can we speak about the attitude towards study? Perhaps workshops are like Igulim and tests like Yosher. Can we make such a connection?
The circles that what we want to achieve in the workshop, these are not Igulim circles. That when I want to reach bestow towards the others, this is actually Yosher, directness. It's actually the Yosher. Because the circle for me, the Igul, is when I'm in equivalence with them, in the desire to reach mutual bestow, in the connection between us. Yosher means without a limitation. Here we actually, we limit ourselves. Well, we're going to see that. What is symbolized to us by when we say round tables, when we want to reach an equal connection? And what does it symbolize to us here? That the Creator is relating to us without limitation? So that there is some resemblance. Yes, Marek.
Can we say that Yosher is subjugation?
It's only a small part of the state in the Yosher. What do you mean by subjugation? I receive providence as it is, and I want to resemble it. That I don't know. Subjugation? No, that's nothing.
Subjugation is the condition to enter a Yosher.
The first condition is that there is none else besides him, and we... Whatever we feel in the situation, we accept that as the correct situation. That's the presumption that everything is for the better, he's the good, it does good, and so on. But it's not enough later. I just accept that, but I need to resemble him. I need to discover, I need to accept this state of good and does good as if that it's truly good and does good. And how do I do that? Now that they start amplifying, increasing my vessels of reception, and the Creator gives me everything without a condition, and I can do whatever I feel like, nonetheless, I keep the same conditions as before, and I transform this darkness into light. So I no longer subjugate myself. I'm to the opposite, to the contrary. Initially, I receive it first through coercion, and later through my own choice, my own desire.
But in order to maintain that connection, there has to be a constant tendency towards subjugation.
In the increase of the desire, we have to constantly be in motion. There's no stop in spirituality. Changes are constant. And we'll move on to the next part.
And let's sing a song together first.
יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה יש עוד אהבה בעולם גם אם השתכחה גם אם הסתתרה גם אם טרם גילית את סודה היא השיר של החיים היא האור של השירים קבל אותה אל תרתה השיר